And we are live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the Zach New Podcast. I have my boy Preston back on the mic. We're going to be unpacking the Spider-Verse and across the Spider-Verse. We were originally thinking about talking about just the Spider-Verse, but I think it's a pretty good idea to unpack both because there's so many hidden layers.
Let's just unpack both, man. Let's just tumble through the Spider-Verse, man. Let's tumble through all of it.
Yeah. So we start our movie out with Miles Morales. Well, a couple of backstories, really, that I don't know if the audience necessarily needed, but I mean, we can expect that from superhero movies, like narration, backstories, sure. Uncle Ben, the works, or Uncle Aaron.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
I like it. Yeah. So both movies, they contain a large cast of characters, which is kind of crazy. And both movies handle the large cast of characters well. And you think you'd get kind of like tired and exhausted after all of them. But to me, yeah, they all work because they all have a unique backstory. They all have a good spin on it. And I like how effective they all are. Like within, you know, just moments, you can understand where a character is coming from, like how they are, why they are, especially in across the Spider-Verse. You know, the beginning with both Gwen and Miles. So yeah, I think it's used pretty effectively.
Definitely. So I'm pretty sure we all knew that was Spider-Gwen at first, but we just didn't know how or why. I mean, if you know anything about the comics, you just know that Spider-Gwen is from a multiverse, you know, a different universe, to say. So when I was watching through my first time through the movie, I didn't really know what was going on with that. But, I mean, I like Miles. I mean, I expected not to like him as much because I didn't know what to expect. And plus, I think I was just still holding on to Peter Parker.
Sure.
I like that we actually got to see how that story unfolded with Peter Parker of that universe. Maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but yeah. But like everything was just so crazy.
Yes.
Like Miles getting bit by a spider. Not just any spider, but like a spider that's way better than the original spider. It's like he gets super strength, stickiness, spider sense, and a bunch of other shit. Peter Parker actually got robbed in a way.
A little bit. Peter Parker, he's the standard, you know, he's the vanilla. You know, he's reliable. He's got the power set. Miles is that chocolate. He's got that something extra. He's got a little flavor. You know what I mean? He's that new blood. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah,
like a little bit of flavor. You know, we got to see the standard, and Miles is charismatic, and he likes to spray paint, and he's a good kid. He does well in school, but he's also like hip. So I mean, that's a good mix.
I like him because like it's a good parallel to Peter Parker, just like in the more modern like version of it. Because like you said, he's very smart in the first movie. One of my favorite scenes is like him, like if you might recall, like he tried failing that test at school because he feels like he doesn't fit in. So he thinks if he can just like fail out, he can go back to his old school, and he ends up getting a 0 out of 100. And like the teacher's like, the only way you could do that, because if it's true or false, the only way you could do that is if you knew all the correct answers. I liked how clever that was. And like you said, he has his own unique hobbies that lend a lot to his charm. Like you said, especially, I think like one of the coolest scenes is like right before he gets bitten when he's just spray painting with his uncle. You know, that's a very sweet scene. I like how they add on to it more.
Freaking love that scene, man. I just thought it was funny because you see this whole animated effect when the spider first bites him, then he just casually just swats it off.
Yes.
Like, it's so nonchalant.
So nonchalantly, man. This movie, it's a weird master of just like subverting your expectations. Like it builds up and it leads to that big moment. You think he's gonna freak out, as like we've seen in almost every other Spider-Man media. Like Peter Parker, like pretty much always notices it when he gets bitten.
Oh, I think my DNA is off.
Wait, it might be what?
I think my DNA might be off.
my DNA might be off.
Like, yeah, something like that. That's weird. Right. I think there's webs on my cells.
Webs on my cell. And this movie is, yeah, it's no stranger to it. Like, you know, he wakes up the next day. I think I hit puberty. You know, I'm a man.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old was he? Like 15, 14?
Like 14, 15, I believe, in the first movie. And then, like, In the cross, he's like another a year older, so 15, 16, and he had another growth spurt. But yeah.
So I mean, I did like his connection with Uncle Aaron. You know, like his father is just a strict cop who's trying to be captain, and he's enforcing the rules on Miles. He's trying to conduct his future and like teach him discipline and all that, being on time, which he greatly fails at. And he just has this cool Uncle Aaron who's a breath of fresh air to his life, who's a little bit rebellious. He tries to teach him game, you know. He taught him the hey, like hand on your shoulder gesture. I thought that was a little cringe at first. I mean, like, I mean, would you do that? Like go up to a new girl, put your hand on her shoulder, and just go ahead.
I mean, like,
that's all to catch you at charge.
Like, nah, hell no. But I feel like as an impressionable teenager, and if my uncle was like that cool, probably, like maybe. it would at least cross my mind.
Like, what yeah, that is fair enough.
Like, if I find a moment alone, maybe.
Okay. I mean, like, yeah, as an impressionable teenager, if I have a cool uncle like that who seems like he knows what he's talking about, maybe. Right. Yeah. But I do like that call back then where he chocks the shit out of Penguin.
Yes.
Well, not Penguin, but like...
I can see it. It's the black suit. It's the big black suit. Kingpin.
Yeah.
It's yeah, close Kingpin. Enough. The same costume.
I swear to God. The universe is just fucking rip off of each other.
You know, nothing's original. You know, no one's reinventing the wheel. But yeah,
Kingpin. No.
That was
got the wheel and the tire.
Wheel and the tire. You really do. But no, that's a great good. But and that's another thing real quick I really love about the first movie. The first movie has a lot of, it's very subtle. It doesn't beat you over the head, like, but it rewards you for paying attention because it has a lot of full circle moments. You know, the suit, the basic ones, you know, don't watch the mouth, watch the hands, which I really loved. You know, it's leap of faith. Both Peter telling that to Miles and Miles telling it to Peter at the end.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. There are a few things I did notice and I definitely had to like research in and like rewatch to like really get. But there's the fact that where like when Miles first sees all the suits, like in the original Peter's like spider cave, essentially. He looks at
that was wild.
That was wild. All the different suits.
I mean, when did he use those?
Like, I don't know. I imagine he just had a long career.
At 26 years old, I guess. I mean, he got him when he was like 15 or 16.
So yeah,
I mean,
like I a guess. Decade. So yeah, you know, you switch it up now and then, you know. But there's the scene where like he looks up at the standard, you know, Spider-Man suit, and, like his reflection like doesn't fit like in the mask. But it does when, like, at the end of the movie, before he takes his leap of faith, because he feels ready, or at least ready to make that jump, which I thought was pretty deep.
Yeah, huge step up from taking the stairs down, which is a gag that they did bring back in the second movie for a little bit. At the beginning.
That
up.
Did you ask to see if you caught that? Yeah,
I did catch that. Like, you're right, it does very much reward you for paying attention to things.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that. Like, you could tell in both movies, a lot of care and thought were put into both of them. And I really like the fact that they really like allowed the world to evolve and grow up in the second movie. Like you see that Gwen and Miles have been up to stuff. Everybody, has been up to things in the, not to jump ahead, but that everything's like moved on a little bit, which I appreciate. Because like
You mean from the first to the second movie?
from the first to the second, Miles is like, yeah, I've been working on my craft. I got a new suit, this and this and this. You know what I mean? And you find out Gwen's been up to a lot of stuff. Because like one of my main gripes with Spider-Man No Way Home is that we didn't get a lot of information, or also like kind of just felt like Toby and Andrew Spider-Mans were just kind of like frozen in time, like, 'cause we didn't really get to find out if they did anything more than what
You
we saw.
know, in nuance to the Spider-Verse movies, yeah, I do get that a lot because, I like No Way Home and I
Yeah,
still love
me
the
too.
movie,
I
but
love the
with
movie.
that nuance, like it's you ask those questions looking back. So what has Toby been doing all this time? What has Andrew been doing all this time? I mean, it was only slightly hinted at that he kind of lost his cool, stopped pulling his punches and
Stop
all
with
that,
us.
but that's not enough, you
That's
know.
not enough. That's
Like,
very
unless we're getting
vague.
that next movie, unless we're getting that trilogy, like, don't say that unless we're getting that trilogy.
Don't say it, do, which I hope for, but yeah, don't say that. And like the references they make, they don't mention like anything new that's happened to them. They just, reference, and we only see their villains that we've already seen before, which was great. Again, don't get me wrong, but yeah, it just really felt like they were frozen in time, as
Yeah,
opposed
we could
to
have
these
used
two
like
movies.
more. Yeah, I was gonna say we could have used like another 20 minutes of them just bantering. Maybe not 20 minutes, but like another 10 minutes. Like, I don't know, just that was so good. I
Yes.
mean, they needed more time just reminiscing and
Yes.
bringing new elements. Like, that could have been a perfect time to bring something new into the fold.
Right? Yeah.
But
Yeah.
anyway, we're talking about Spider-Verse here.
Talking about Spider-Verse. I know you said that Miles grew on you, that you didn't think you liked Miles, but was there any character that you, I'm curious, was there any characters that you like immediately like latched onto in either movie?
Immediately,
Yeah, like ah, that girl's funny, or ha, she's cool, like anything, like
I would say that would be Gwen. You know,
Gwen.
I don't have any problems with their character at all.
Wow, interesting, interesting. I dig it.
Interesting response, Preston.
No, there's no wrong answer.
Okay.
Just
I know there's no wrong answer, but like
yeah.
I don't okay, but yeah, to answer your question, yeah, it would be Gwen. I mean,
Be
I just
Gwen.
saw nothing wrong with her from the start. I didn't really see anything wrong, quote unquote, with Miles at the start, but I just kind of went in there just saying like, okay, so how is he gonna live up to Peter Parker? You know, if he's really taking up his mantle, you know, and I did grow on him like after he had his big man moment after that conversation between the door with his dad
What's
after his
that?
uncle Aaron passed away. Yeah, and you know, we finally unlocked his abilities and you know, that was just such a hype moment. That's probably the best moment out of the two
Oh,
movies in my personal opinion.
yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay. No, it was just interesting. There's so many characters. I honestly had no idea who you're gonna say. That's just why. Real quick, that's just why I reacted that way. That
Yeah,
way.
I mean, just to let the record be stated here, I'm perfectly secure in my answers. I mean, I just like was curious about your reaction. Like, did you dislike Gwen or something?
No, not
But
at
no,
all. Not at
no
all. Not at all. No, I think honestly, she's like,
one.
while she's not like a personal favorite of mine, I totally see like she's a really great character, really well written. I like her personality. I like her attitude, especially in the Across the Spider-Verse. That's when I really started liking her more. I do have a couple more issues more with Across the Spider-Verse than I do Into. We'll get into it, but I will say at least the one thing that really stood out is I really liked her character. The more they really fleshed her out even more in the second one, which I really appreciate. I like how independent and strong she is, and she has her own sense of humor behind the mask, which is very, in tune with, the spirit of Spider-Man,
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I really like that. And yeah, it's just a good female superhero. which I think there's not enough of these days, honestly.
Yeah, well, don't say that. The MCU might hear you. They have been doing their best to put more representation out there. But in
They
terms of
have.
this movie, yeah, Gwen is a pretty good female lead.
She is.
In terms of superheroes. In the second movie they did incorporate another Spider-Woman. And I don't know, she kind of felt flat. Then it's like And when she first appeared, it was kind of interesting because it's like, okay, what is this character going to entail? But then
Not
she
much.
kind of got kind of
Not much.
mean, and by the book, then it was
Yeah.
like, okay. Then yeah, I just didn't really know where they were going with it. Then the movie ended in a to be continued. So.
Right. Right, exactly. No.
Yeah,
One
but I
reason.
did want to.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, I did want to ask you, I remember talking off podcast about this. You said you really liked the alternate version of Peter Parker that came into his multiverse.
Peter B, the
You
older
know, the one with the
Peter
gut.
B. Parker. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Peter Benjamin Parker. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I also like him. He's a pretty good character, because it's like what we discussed a little bit before. He is a depiction of Spider-Man that's older, who's actually been hit by life a little bit, unlike any other version of Peter Parker that we've seen. Because, dude, we only see Peter Parker when he's in high school or fresh out of high school. We never get to see him like as a full grown ass adult, and I thought that was really neat. Some of the things are kind of sad, but they're subjectively sad. Sometimes it's just life, and he eventually did pull it together after a revelation that okay, maybe he needs to take a leap of faith, and that's something that he did. Not just that message wasn't just for Miles, it was for him too.
It was a very student becomes the master vibe. Like you said, I like him because again, we get to see an older version of Peter Parker. Like you said, we only normally get to see him as a young man, like early late teens to early like 20s. And it was just nice to see a version of Peter Parker that felt familiar, but was being challenged by new things that we hadn't seen before. You know what I mean? We hadn't seen a Peter Parker who lost his Aunt May, who, got separated from his wife, who kept doing the superhero thing, but, was slowly getting worn down by it. You know what I mean? And being confronted with the idea of being kid with having kids. We just hadn't seen those challenges before, and I thought that was a very fresh thing. Yeah, that I appreciate it. And plus, he was just funny. Like I just thought he was one of the funnier. I mean, they're all funny in their own way, but yeah, I just thought he was also pretty funny. And just had like this, like as I get older too, like the more jaded I feel I get with things, and I kind of feel like I have his attitude sometimes. He was just very like in the beginning, like he just didn't want to help Miles. He just wanted to go home, call it a day, and that's a mood. That's definitely a mood.
Yeah, a very tired Peter Parker. I mean,
A very tired
it
Peter
was humorous. If Peter
Parker.
Parker was a middle-aged dad who just wanted to take a nap, that's who he
Right.
would be.
Exactly. That's why he's supposed to go home and take a nap. That's all he wants to do. But what I was gonna say earlier is one of the reasons why I ask is I want to get your opinion on this. I remember when both the movies came out. So Across came out earlier this year in June, and Into came out in 2018. Both times, people have said the first movie, like the breakout fan favorite character, was Nicolas Cage as Spider-Man Noir. A lot of people really found him funny, and Across the Spider-Verse, a lot of people liked both Miguel O'Hara, and they also really liked Spider-Punk Hobie Brown. And I wanted to know your opinion on those those characters.
Oh yeah, we definitely got to get into the adverse characters here. Okay.
Oof.
Yeah, diverse characters, I mean. But yeah, okay, Spider-Man Noir, I really liked him. I think he could have his own spin-off movie or even television series, honestly. I mean, World War II era Spider-Man that's kind of a detective. That sounds awesome. That's
That
like
sounds
if
fun. Yeah.
yeah, that sounds like Spider-Man and Batman and Captain America had a baby in black and white.
Kinda, yeah.
That sounds awesome. Spider-Man beating up some Nazis?
Man, I'm some
Oh my
Nazis.
God. No,
Yo.
Detective Spider-Man beating up some Nazis.
Right.
Yeah, I do want to know more about him. I hope we do have a little bit more to unpack with that character in the third Spider-Verse movie, because you know
There's,
it's coming for
yeah,
sure.
now it's coming beyond the Spider-Verse. And there's a good
But
chance he'll pop up if you notice, like, he was at the very end of the second movie.
wait, did you say he was not at the end? I
No,
thought he
that
was.
he was.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, but yeah, like, yeah, so we're definitely gonna see more of him, but he's probably the side character I'm most curious about. Like, that's a movie I would actually sit down and want to see in comparison to people like Penny Parker and Spider Pig.
Spider, yeah.
Yeah, I
Peter
mean,
Parker.
the character is funny and I like him, but it's not really something I want to say, hey, make this movie about his origin or his villain. I mean, it could be funny as like a 15-minute episode bit, maybe, but out of all of them, I'm most curious about Nicolas
Nicolas
Cage's
Cage.
character.
Yeah, the
Yeah,
Spider Pig,
that's who we need to see more of.
he would be the short that plays at the beginning of Nicolas Cage's movie. You know, like how like Disney does like little shorts before the movie. I feel like that's what they would do.
Yeah, see, exactly. That's exactly what I mean, man.
Yeah. But dude, that's like not a bad idea. I'd watch that. It would make a good show. You can make it very episodic, like him dealing with a case, almost like Scooby-Doo, every episode. And they could really play with like the whole black and white aesthetic too. They could be creative. I watch that.
Oh yeah, I watch that. They make plenty of superhero movies that are kind of in different dimensions, like Samurai Batman or Cowboy Wonder Woman, and they don't really explain how or why the origin of those characters are different for that specific movie, but the audience is kind of expected to just go with it, and we do, and some of those are kind of hits, so yeah, that could be fun. As for Spider-Punk though, I guess he was okay. I wasn't a huge fan of him, just because of, well, not just because of, but like, I'll say this. When he first debuted, I thought it was just too colorful having him around. I don't know if I'm just someone who's heavily off-put by all the colors that happen in the Spider-Verse movies, specifically across the Spider-Verse, but it was really colorful and it was just off-putting to me. And I was like, okay, they need to have like more consistency with these colors, man. Yeah, and Spider-Punk did not help that. And
No.
I thought he was unique and I did wasn't mad at the character, but I just wasn't a huge fan. I like his don't give a fuck attitude, but other than that, but yeah, what do you think?
He was a huge fan favorite. A lot of people liked him. I actually like the I actually like the Indian Spider-Man a bit more, personally. But I really like, I'm not gonna lie, I also really liked Tobey too. I thought he was cool, colorful. I will agree, it does take time, like for your eyes and your ears to adjust, because he's like so weird to look at. And he already has like a very thick, British accent. So it did take me a while to like vibe with him.
Oh, I thought the British accent was like the better part of his character, though.
It's cool, but there were, I remember the first time I watched the movie, I was like, I don't think I understood everything he said. I don't think, not like the words he used, I just couldn't hear them clearly. It definitely took another rewatch. But that just could be me
It's strange.
and my bad brain and ears.
Yeah, it was like a different dialect of British. Like, it was kind of like, I don't know if you ever listened to British black music, but
Oh, the
yeah,
rap,
he
very
reminds
cult
me of
me.
that.
And
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
he reminds me of that. But
A little
I
bit.
feel like I could understand him for the most part. But yeah, the most off-putting thing for me with that character was the colors. But yeah, I
He's
think
very
everything else
colorful,
was kind of fun.
and like little known fact, like different parts of his body are like animated at different frame rates. So like there's like so much going on just like visually. That's what I was saying earlier. Like it just took me a long time to like adjust just seeing him on screen. Like I like the idea,
Reach into
but yeah, just it just felt like a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But Miguel O'Hara, though, I
Miguel,
mean, and I know he's Spider-Man from the year 2099, but that's it in common media.
No. He's not. He's not, man. He's not. So a lot of these, even Miles, you know what I mean? Like everybody is like kind of slightly different from their comic book origins for sure. But Miguel O'Hara, I know this. I don't have it anymore, but I remember my dad bought me like the first Spider-Man 2099 comic as a kid. But yeah, he originally was just a scientist at this company called Alchemex, and it's like it was a science experiment essentially that went bad that gave him his powers. And no, he's not that aggro, and he didn't lead a whole spider society of Spider-Man.
I could figure that.
So yeah, they definitely took a lot of liberties with it, which I think is fine because like even though he's definitely been in and out of the mainstream comics, like he's not like a super, like you said, the super known well-known character. Like you're not the only one. I think for a lot of people, this is the first time they're getting familiar with Miguel O'Hara. But I like this version of him a lot. I like Oscar Isaac. He's one of my favorite actors. Did you see the end credits scene of Into the Spider-Verse before you watched Across the Spider-Verse by any chance?
I don't think I did. You brought it up before, but you know what? Just what was it? What the hell was it? I've seen both
So
movies, like.
essentially you get to see two more Spider-Men, but one of them was Miguel O'Hara. That's why I didn't want to spoil it. Because he kind of plays
Yeah.
the not the bad guy, but the antagonist, if you will,
Anti-hero.
the anti-hero. But yeah, Miguel O'Hara, yeah, he's pretty cool. And much like the comics, like his suit is actually cooler in this movie, and he's definitely more built. Like in the original 2099, he's has like normal like slim figure of like a Peter Parker. This one's like, but I
Oh,
like that
really? I
though.
thought he was built like in every mass media, like more built than Peter Parker.
No,
No, he's just as clean.
you
Is
could
it
Google his comic
really?
book version. Like he's still built, like he's still like clearly fit, but like this 29 is across, like he's got that Dorito figure going on. He's like he's like hulking.
Yeah, like that is noticeable compared to most Spider-Mans. It's like, damn, this dude be stopping trains every other day.
He's having every other day, man. He's a Peter Parker. He's Mr. Incredible out here.
Yeah, I just watched a video on that about why Spider-Man's always so lean. It's because he's so strong that going to the normal gym isn't gonna do nothing for
It's
him.
not gonna do nothing.
Like
It's not gonna
he
do
will
nothing.
literally have to be stopping a train every day for like a few months to gain any muscle. Because that's the only time in mass media where we've seen Spider-Man's muscles really tearing like that.
That's true. That's true. I'm trying to think of another
I
time, but yeah, that's
mean,
true.
I guess the one other time I can think of is in, I think it was Spider-Man Homecoming,
Gonna say
where
the boat. Was it the boat?
I wouldn't say the boat because that seemed like he had a lot more support there going on, but I think he, Tom Holland was pinned under some heavy shit, and
Oh
he
yeah.
really had to dig deep and like push it off of himself.
Yeah.
That's like when you actually see him grinding. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah, that was his girl man moment. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
But
yeah.
Miguel O'Hara's suit was pretty nice, though. I was like, damn, this dude's just the epitome of badass in these movies. Like, everyone else is a clown joking, and he's kind of the only serious one, you know? And he's a leader figure. He's like, okay, this is how it has to be. I do like his talk of what's canon and what's not canon, breaking a little bit of the fourth wall there.
Did you like all the Across the Spider-Verse is also known for having a lot of different references and cameos Did you enjoy their
Oh
particularly
yeah, I
good
did catch
episode?
a few of those. Yeah, I saw a clip of Toby's Uncle Ben, and I guess I don't understand this one scene. Maybe you get it, but it was when Spot was first jumping across dimensions, and then he kind of like gets into this reality that's like the actual real world, and he says like it was that cashier lady. Like, who was she? Who just acted so nonchalant to it?
It's because neither of you have watched the movie Venom. She's actually from the two Venom movies.
Oh.
Yeah, Eddie goes to this convenience store around the corner where he lives quite often, and that's the she's the clerk that goes there. She sees Venom do Venom things. That's why she wasn't freaked out. Because
She
she
was
sees
like, yeah,
random shit.
okay.
Yeah, I see shit like this all the time. All the time. But yeah. But yeah,
Gotta
that's
see Venom
it.
then.
Yeah. Which makes sense
Yeah,
because it's a
okay.
Sony movie.
Yeah. Well, it's Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I should have kind of expected fan service the movie, which I love. I love fan service.
Yeah.
I don't know why people complain about it. It's awesome.
It just has to be done right, you know, just make it good or quick. And yeah, it just has to be done right. I like the way it's done here. Like, I one of my favorite scenes is when Miles just gets to this I was gonna say Soul Society to the Spider Society. he just became a shit soul bleach. But when he first gets there, you get to see, like, you walk around like the different rhinos, the different vultures. Like, oh, I really like the vulture in the beginning of the movie too. But you see,
Yeah, that
like,
was really unique.
that was very unique, the style in both the movies, crazy. But you get to see my favorite, the PS4, well, the PlayStation Spider-Man, and you get to see Childish Gambino, freaking Donald Glover as the Prowler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember a lot of people gasping at
Yeah.
that.
I wish we kind of got more of that in Spider-Man Homecoming.
And Homecoming, yeah, me too. Yeah.
Was the Crawler in the comics? I feel like I have not seen much of him either.
The Prowler? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Aaron is honestly better in the movie compared to the con in the comics, he's kind of lame. Although he is still, you know, Uncle Aaron, and he's more of a thief. He doesn't really work for a kingpin. He's more of a solo thing, but he's kind of still a bad guy. But yeah, I mean, to go back to what you were talking about before, I really like the dynamic that plays in the movie with you were talking about with Miles and his dad and his uncle. Like his dad
Yeah.
is a really good guy, but he can't connect with his son the way that his uncle Aaron can, because they share interests, you know, the same kind of, like you said, the same rebellious fun vibe. But you know, especially once you realize who Uncle Aaron really is, you know that he's not necessarily something. You could see why his dad didn't want him to be quite involved with him.
Oh yeah, that makes a lot more sense by the end of that.
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty deep. And I also really like too, like how they gave his mom some more shine in the second movie. Like, I really felt that connection between him and
Yeah,
his mom.
I completely agree. Like, she felt like an actual character. And Into the
Yeah.
Spider-Verse, she was kind of just there.
She was
It
just
was
kind of
kind
just
of like
there.
his dad's show. I
Right.
mean, and across the Spider-Verse, like, she actually had lines. She actually had one-on-one
She had
moments with him.
conversations. Yeah. I
Yeah.
appreciate it.
Oh,
And that's fine.
it was so funny. When he got sent to the wrong universe, like the universe that his spider is from. Yeah. And then she drops all these hints. Like, okay, before I get into that, she goes, like, who's Spider-Man? At first I kind of fell off my chair. I was like, really? Did Is
you
this
really?
woman dense, bro?
Was she
Like,
that
then
dope?
once I found out it's a different universe, I'm like, okay, that
Yeah.
makes sense. I thought she was dead ass because I like
Well, she was
like
dead ass.
I mean I know parents are supposed to be Philistines now, but
Yeah.
God damn, really? Who's Spider-Man? Okay,
Who's
I
Spider-Man?
do like
You
the
live in
subtle,
New York. Yeah.
yeah, Philistine out the ass, but no, different universes, different timelines. But I
Right.
do like the hints that they dropped where she asked him, what'd you do with your hair? What, yeah, and she treated him like he was crazy, yada yada. But yeah, I do like her lines about make sure you take care of yourself and how once you get out into the real world, no one's gonna root for you like we're gonna root for you. And
Yeah.
I thought that was a real ass level of shit.
It
So
was.
that I really appreciated from her.
Yeah. No, same. Yeah. Like, yeah, you just know you always have a place here if the world rejects you. You know, which like really happened with the whole Spider Society thing because they didn't want to accept him for
Because he was a
reasons.
glitch.
Because he was a glitch in the Matrix. He's a mistake. He's an anomaly. But no, yeah, I really liked her a lot. I'm always impressed when a movie can make me care about family without beating me over the head with it. And so no, I appreciate that in both.
Cool.
I
Without
really
beating
like
you over
how,
the head. I just said without beating you over the head with it. I thought that was funny.
without beating me over the head. There's a lot, especially a lot of Disney Pixar movies. Like, God, yeah, I get it. Family's important, yada yada yada. But in this movie, you can really understand I really like Miles's. He feels like even more of a full-fledged character, I think, in the second movie because he has wants and dreams. Like, you know, like he says, he wants to go to not just well, after, you know, join the Spider Society because he wants to see his friends and he wants to see Gwen. He wants to get that Pootang. But he also wants to, you know, go to school outside of, you know, the state and pursue all these things. There's a great metaphor, if you recall, the idea of having your cake and eat it too, you know, unless. You can't do that unless you buy two cakes. And then, like, he literally, you know, brings two cakes to his dad's, like, you know, celebration rooftop party thing. And he ends up, like, smashing both of them, essentially. I forgot what it says on it. But,
I'm not proud.
I'm not. I'm not. A simple, cheesy gag, but I love it. But, yeah, it says, I'm not proud. Like, the whole idea of, like, Miles wanting to, you know, juggle life being Spider-Man, seeing Gwen, doing all these great things, and life telling him like essentially that he can't, you know. But he doesn't let that stop him, which I think is beautiful. Like even when he's confronted with Miguel, and saying like he's not supposed to be here, you're a mistake, yada yada yada. He says, you know, no, I'm gonna probably the most quoted line from the movie is like, no, I'm gonna do my own I'm gonna do my own thing. And he still holds on true to that, and he's gonna. Well, how do you feel about the whole crux of particularly the second movie? Because the first movie's plot is pretty straightforward, but the second movie, well, how do you feel about the whole idea of. It's
Oh,
a
dude,
very almost Civil War thing. Like, do you agree with Miguel? Like, in the whole idea of the canon event, and he had to let, but does that fly in the face of what it is to be Spider-Man? You know, if you have the ability to save somebody, obviously you should do it regardless. Like, yeah, how do you feel about that
all
war,
right.
if you will?
All right, so we kind of touched on this in our other podcast about the Peter Parker versus Doctor Strange debate on whether to send the bad guys back or not. Okay,
It's
so
a similar theme there.
my stance is I'm just gonna come right out with it. I agree with Miguel O'Hara. I mean, certain things are supposed to happen. I mean, I'm sorry, but your father is not more important than your whole universe. And that's fucked up to say that. Miguel recognizes that. All the Spider-Mans recognize that. It's fucked up to say that. But in a greater scheme of things,
The
that is
many
true.
versus the one. I get it.
But Yeah, I do understand Miles. I mean, if he can save his father, he feels like he has to, especially being Spider-Man and all.
Right.
But I felt like I was seeing a naive child when he felt like he had to go back and play this Messiah character that's clearly way above what he's capable of. And, I mean, I kind of understand Miguel's per I understand why Miguel is the way he is. That's a lot of pressure holding multiple different universes together. You
Right.
know, and he has to be kind of that slam your fist on the table type of leader to just be taken seriously. Like, someone has to be the serious one out of
Right.
all of them. Someone
Right.
has to do
That's
it.
fair.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I was really taken back by the plot of the Miles's spider. You know, I thought something was up with it because it was all glitchy in the
Was
first movie
glitching.
he caught that. Yeah, because like I didn't see, here's another problem I have with the animation style. I could not tell if that was just the animation style being the animation style
Is
or
that the
if that
movie
was like
or is
supposed to
that
indicate
like
something.
is that also not normal in this world?
Yeah, see, like, see, that's where like little continuities like fuck up, like right there. Is but now looking back on it after the second movie, that makes a lot more sense. That spider is from Universe 42,
42.
and it bit Miles. It was supposed to bite probably that universe's Peter Parker or some descendant of his or some variation of his. You know,
Interesting you say
not
that
Miles.
because, well, actually, if it's actually in the movie, when we haven't even talked about this character, but we will in a second because I want to. But when the character the Spot is explaining his backstory when they go back to the Collider, it happens very quickly. But how is he explaining how like the spider is actually from another dimension? If you like you pause it, you actually see like there's not to jump ahead again, but if you pause it, you actually see the sketch of the Miles Morales of 42. That you see him in school with like his braids and stuff, and it looks like it was about to bite that Miles, but then it got like sucked up and it ended up biting this Miles instead.
Oh my God. Yeah, I definitely missed that.
Yeah, a lot of people, we all did. I didn't find that out till like a month after the movie came out.
Yeah, that's probably where you went on Reddit and saw all the, like the theories and shit, and someone posted
Right.
that. Is am I in the ballpark?
Yes, you are. Yeah, that sounds about right. But yeah, man, this movie has a lot of detail. There's a lot going on at all times. But interesting. So you would side with Miguel, huh? You believe in keeping the
That
canon?
would be Miguel.
You would be
I'm
Miguel.
sorry.
I'm
I'd
the only one who made
be
the
like,
mistake.
well, okay, maybe I wouldn't put it like that aggressive. I mean, I feel like the first time he told him, he was being reasonable and somewhat empathetic, telling his own story about how he tried to like
Right.
take the place of his alternate self that
Alternate
died.
self with
It
the
seemed like he
daughter
was
and
trying to
yeah.
be. It seemed like he
Right.
was trying to be empathetic there, but you know, then he had to chase him. Then
Bro.
he kind of had to beat the crap out of him and, you
Bro.
know, get like, say, Miles think. Yeah, like that
There was a
moment
brief
there.
moment of that. There was a brief
I
moment of
think.
that.
Yeah, he got to smash his face in there moment. Miles
Right.
think. Yeah, but I mean, pretty much, like, for the most part, I agree with Miguel. I'm probably the villain here saying that, but you know, hey, I don't know how Miles is gonna somehow save his dad. Maybe force him to quit the force, not be captain like Gwen's dad.
Like Gwen's
Like,
dad,
she
it's
got off
possible.
scot-free.
That's possible. That's true. Yeah. It's implied
Yeah.
that yeah, he's gonna live now because of that. So it's a possibility. And yeah,
Moral of the
no one
story, don't be a cop.
more of the story. Don't be a cop. Or don't be an uncle,
They
really.
suck.
They do suck. Majority of them do
Don't be
suck,
a
but
cop and don't be an uncle.
if you can avoid it, you don't really have much control over the other one. But yeah, don't be an uncle. I got a nephew. I'm nervous. He's 14. Oh, God.
If a Spider-Man shows up, you probably know who it is.
Yeah, but that means I might not have
Hope you got
long-term
life
memory.
insurance.
I do not.
Hey,
Well, we still have
funerals are
benefits. I
expensive,
think I
man.
elected. I think I elected. I can't remember. Oh,
We do have life insurance, and hopefully you did elect it. Like, your beneficiary would get a whole salary, and that's
I
how
don't
most jobs,
remember. I don't.
life
Okay.
insurance work.
Knowing my luck, it would go right to my nephew. So, you know.
Yeah, so you can buy
Oh
video
man,
games.
I'll miss about me, dude. But yeah, I just to bring it back, I really like Miguel's character, and I really like also the character too of the spot. I didn't. I thought he. Re I liked the whole. I like how they tied it in with Miles's backstory, and I liked how he progressively became more of a threat as the movie went on, you know.
Yeah, like he's definitely the anti-hero there. I mean, I wouldn't put him on Thanos tier type of anti-hero there, but like
No.
he's just trying to keep the universe from falling apart, bruh.
Yeah, no,
And
Spot's just petty. He just wants to fuck up. Like you said, he wants to take everything away from Miles like he did to him.
yeah, Spot kind of gave me like slightly more evil Deadpool vibes. Does he? Because he
I
kind of
think
do
it's
that for
just the
you?
design. It's the simple design, I think.
A
And a bit
little
of the
bit.
humor. And the humor.
Yeah. It's like I like how at the beginning of the movie he kind of kicked his own ass.
He did. He literally kicked his own butt.
No ass. It's PG-13. You get at least a couple asses.
I agree, but I'm pretty, unfortunately, I'm pretty sure Mouse said butt.
He did.
So
I'm
I
like,
know
come
it's,
on, man.
come on, man, say yes. It's okay. You're a man.
I
Maybe you
wonder
should get
what
off
the
the
movie
kids.
would
Oh
be
wait, he
like
did say
if
yes. He did say yes when he was talking to his dad. A lot of people laughed at that.
it. Yeah, I did laugh at that too. I feel like yeah, he also should have said ass. Like it would have been a lot funnier if he said he kicked his own ass instead of his own butt.
His own, but in that moment, sure. Maybe they thought it would take
Like
away from the other moment of saying ass. I don't know.
okay, so a line that reminds me of is in Spider-Man Far From Home when Mysterio was fighting like that water, and one student goes like, "I don't know who that is, but he's kicking that water's ass." Even CinemaSins took a cent off for that.
Yeah. Good.
I do like Spot's abilities though; that's very unique.
That's pretty
You
dope,
know, kind
yeah.
of like his own portal gun.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you could teleport, travel different dimensions. Yeah.
Yeah, I've always been a sucker for that type of ability. I
Me
guess
too.
not so much Rick's portal gun from Rick and Morty, but
Oh,
when a
yeah.
character can actually do that on their own, that's pretty dope.
That's pretty dope. Especially, again, I like how he, you know, really got, he leveled up and got control of it. And it just visually, like, it lends itself to very both funny and interesting fight scenes too as well. Like, I liked how easily, like, Miles kicked his, well, even though he kicked his own ass, but how easily Miles took care of it. Like, he really felt like the villain of the week, you know. And then, like, by the middle of the movie, not even like four different Spider-Men could, like, you know, take him down. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but the Indian Spider-Man, he was cool. I mean,
Was
like
cool.
he was
I
just
like him.
so happy, charismatic. Yeah, like
Right.
he had a lot of charm to him. And you know, he was just like, hey, like I know what's up with you two. You two are in love. Like cut the
You
bullshit.
guys in
Like
love.
he's not even entertaining the no movie drawn out moment. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Just come on. We've seen that recipe a thousand times. Just
Right.
cut the bullshit. Acknowledge your feelings. Stop being typical 15-year-olds, and
Right.
you know, cut the
He
satire humor.
cut the satire. Yeah, the whole idea with him, and this is from the directors. I watched an interview with them a while ago, but they wanted to show a version of a Spider-Man that didn't have a tragic thing happen to him yet, and like how would that look like? And apparently it would be like a more upbeat and free version of Spider-Man, because as you know, his quote unquote can event is like hasn't happened just yet. Until it does, when the, you know, the building starts to fall and he has to like choose between his girlfriend and his girlfriend's dad, which is like their his Captain Stacy. And
Oh
you know,
yeah, I did catch that.
yeah. I wish we had a little bit more of them, that because that's the end we see of them once they go to the society. But yeah, I
It's
really
like
like
you
them,
should have came with like, bro.
right?
You need to bring him back. Like, okay, so I don't know that you. I would honestly trade Penny Parker for him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm just not how I feel about Mecha controlled Spider-Man is how people feel about the Iron Spider suit.
Just not a
I'm just not a fan of like robot Spider-Man. You know, like alternate versions of Spider-Man, like Spider Dinosaur, like Spider-Saurus Rex.
The
Like,
T-Rex.
yeah,
I
I thought that
remember
was a funny gag, but
that
not
was
sure how
it
that would
freaked me
work.
out when I first saw that. When it said T-Whip, I was like, oh God. Like Jesus. Like the idea alone scared the hell out of me.
You know, they could make an individual 15-minute clip of that and release it on Blu-ray, and it would
I
sell
watch
like mad, just
it.
dub these
Sure.
different characters,
Yeah.
have like their origin story and like a little bit of them doing just a little bit in like maybe like a 30-minute episode or so.
Yeah.
It's like Spider-Saurus Rex. I mean, you would see that shit.
I watch it. Why not? Well, throw it up on the plus. I'll watch it. Yeah, that
But
good stuff.
yeah, so we've kind of been putting it off a bit, but yeah, Miles became the Prowler. How the fuck do you think that
Yes,
happened?
the real Kilometers Morales popped up at the end of real quick, when I first saw the movie, I didn't know like he was in the wrong universe, but I could feel something was off, 'cause like I remember staring at the mom. I'm like, her eyes are different, like something's weird. And when she said she didn't know who Spider-Man was, I was like, she knows who Spider-Man is. Like, I remember their dad like complaining about him to her. So I knew something was off, but I didn't know that fully. But yeah, so it turns out in this universe where he didn't get bit by the spider, and where his dad dies and he gets really influenced by his uncle Aaron, he becomes, you know, this universe's Prowler, which is kind of crazy. And I thought that was pretty cool. It really kind of reflects the influence that a father can have to his son. And it also reflects how important Spider-Man is to the city and these canons. Although I did find it like it was a little overdone, in my opinion, even though they don't show it much. Like, remember when like Miles gets up on the roof with his uncle Aaron right before he gets knocked out, and you see like the city briefly, like everything is just like on fire. It just seemed like even worse than Gotham City. I was like, okay, that seems like seems like a little
That's
too much.
immediately what I thought, dude. Like
Yeah,
I literally saw Gotham. I was like, God
Gotham's on
damn.
fire. Like, whoa. Like, there's no superheroes, there's nothing. Like, okay. Oh man, it sucks to live
That
here.
was definitely Gotham. I was like, God. Like it's
I
like yeah, it's like hard New York
get
City.
hard New York City, man. Yeah, like riot New York City.
I did get the vibe that Uncle Aaron in that universe was definitely more evil than his counterpart, because we just saw him like in a whole different light. Sure, he was like a bad guy and he did like bad shit, but in this universe, like how he like after he knocked Miles out, or like Miles knocked himself out and he chained him to that punching bag, he was just like just the way he was ignoring him, playing the music. I just got that real sinister vibe from him. Like, he don't give
Right.
a fuck that this is nephew from wherever.
From
Like, he
wherever
just
this
seemed
this
like
kid
straight
that
up
looks like my
evil.
nephew. And when he first like punches the punching bag, you think he just like
Knocks his
obliterated
guts
him.
out.
Like,
Yeah.
Jesus. Like, bro,
Watch
hey.
too much Omni, man.
Right. Like, I understand that. I understand you don't know what's going on here, but that's a little much. Just a little much.
Yeah, another animation thing. It's like, yeah, it really from that angle with the animation, that really did look like he just like punched his brains out
I
or
thought he took
something.
his head off. Yeah. When I first saw it, I'm like, God damn.
I would have more respect for the series if that did happen,
I
and
might.
then evil Miles take this place.
Right. I guess we got this new
Be
Miles now.
like, damn. Yeah, I mean, the kids wouldn't like it, but
No.
that would catch me off guard and
That would catch
respect
me
the
off
franchise
guard.
a little more.
Right. What a twist. But no, thankfully he keeps his head. And yeah, he's a different version of. Also, real quick, when I remember this when I first watched the movie, I real also really appreciate Miles's character and the fact that this wasn't a movie about Miles like regaining confidence or anything like that, because we already had it in the first movie. Like this Miles, even though he's facing a lot of challenges, especially with the whole Spider Society thing and not being accepted, like there's never a moment where like he needs to get like a special speech or anything to keep pushing forward. You know what I mean? Like even when Peter B. Parker is telling him like, "Hey, give up. You can't escape these guys. It has to happen this way." Like he still finds it within himself to push forward. I even love the look like he gives Gwen like when he's falling when he first jumps out the building. He's just like, "Nah." Like I can't. Like no, I gotta. We're on the same side in this. Like I like how determined, even though I know you're not on his side, I do like how determined and how strongly he is in his belief. Because I feel like in a poorly written movie, yeah, there'd be like a whole nother, oh, Miles, like, I don't know if I can do this. Can I really? Miguel says I'm not supposed to be Spider-Man. I don't know if I can do this. And then there'd be
That would
like
have
a
totally been him in the first movie.
right. Yeah, sure, in the first movie. But luckily he learned in the first movie, and that still carries over strongly into the second movie. So I appreciate that they didn't do it again. I've been having the movie play in the background. This movie's like funny, it has funny moments. That part where he says snitch when he's running from Miguel and that driver
Oh
snitch. Driver calls him out.
yeah.
How do you feel about Peter B. Parker being a dad?
I like it.
Yeah.
He's out to do what he was gonna do. He got back with MJ, and I really like that he went through challenges in life. He suffered, he learned some lessons, he tried again. And they made it work. I really do like how that story arc came full circle. I mean, some I guess the thing I don't like is like how the baby just has to come all the time. I
All
thought it was
the
good, like,
time.
yeah, for like when they first gave it, like, I forget the baby's name. First gave the baby its
Mayday.
debut. Yeah, made it. I thought that time was fine, but like. How he was bringing her again when Gwen comes to pick him up at the end, I was like, dude, leave
Don't tell
the
your mom. You don't need her. Yeah. You don't need her.
baby.
Yeah. You were
And
shown being
maybe,
capable without her. Yeah.
yeah, maybe leave like the house robe behind and actually wear your full spider suit
I
for
was
once.
gonna say, I'm looking at him right now. It would be nice to see him as actually Spider-Man fully.
Yeah.
Again. Like, I
Yeah.
get it's a cute
It,
thing, but, like, we've
it,
had enough. But it's a
yeah,
good
we've
laugh.
had enough. You just summed it up like that. We had enough. It was good while it lasted, but now we need you
Right,
to be
we've had enough.
Spider-Man. Come on.
Plus, it would show growth. Okay, so you're telling me he got his life together, right? He had a kid, he got back with his girl. So let me see that. As Spider-Man, let me see him get a nice new suit and actually be Spider-Man instead of being in sweats and a pink outfit all
Yeah,
the time.
I've had enough of that for one movie.
Yeah, it was
You know,
cool. We've
that
had
kind of
fun.
bugged me.
Yeah, it made sense for the character at the time, but yeah, let's, he's our main Peter Parker now, so we gotta, it's gotta be a little better than that.
Let's move along.
Let's move along. Let's move along. Last thing I'll say, do you have any predictions of what so we have Into the Spider-Verse, Across the Spider-Verse. Apparently the next movie will be Beyond the Spider-Verse. Do you have any predictions or any wants that you want to see in the third entry?
Oh, that is a great question.
Any
I
theories?
already
Any
Oh, as for once, more of Nick Cage's Spider-Man. I want to see more of him.
Cage. Yes.
I want to see more of shipping between Miles and Gwen. You know,
Bro.
like it's either make it happen or don't. You
Dude.
know, I don't care. Just like progress that
They're
or
blue
end
balling me right now, man. They're blue
it.
balling
Yeah.
me. You know.
I want to see Miles actually confess to his parents about actually being Spider-Man, because at first I was like, oh shit, he actually did it. But then
Right,
his
we all
mom
did.
goes, who?
Who?
Like, oh my God. And you find out it's not even his universe. And that's like, oh, power right in the
Right, because ah.
kisser. Yeah. So yeah, that's some stuff I want to see. I want to see another exchange between him and Miguel O'Hara. You know, I want to see Miguel's arc fleshed out more, and I also want to see him like actually fight Miles like for leadership over the Citadel of Spiders or whatever they call that.
Spider Society. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, any predictions? Oh, I mean, he looked like he was about to zappy zap his way out of those chains at the end. So I feel like he's just gonna fight himself, have some conversations with himself. And I don't think that Uncle Aaron is gonna change at all, because, like I said before, that Uncle Aaron just seemed a little more evil than his alternate self for some reason.
It's because of the
And I
beard.
don't know, maybe because his brother died.
Oh,
Maybe.
that too.
Yeah, and I don't know why Miles Morales. I mean, I guess like he's a little more fucked up because, you know, his dad died and he had his uncle Aaron as his only father figure and
Yeah, he
got him
lives in a
into his life
shittier
of crime.
world. Yeah.
Yeah, in a shittier world, he's a lot more harder. He's
Right.
harder.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I do like that scene where he finally took off his cowl and he was like, I am Miles Morales from a slightly different voice. Like, you could just hear it in his tone of voice that, like, he's been through shit. He's no longer like a child.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like you say, he's been through shit. Yeah. There's like a special featurette they did that there's like this they storyboarded and like animated. It's very basic sketches, but like of that Miles Morales like doing his prowler thing like throughout the city. And it's kind of cool because like he uses like because he doesn't have spider powers, so he uses like like the grappling hook and stuff like that. But like the way they animate him, still like he still looks like he's kind of like swinging and jumping and through the city like Spider-Man, almost as if like he kind of was always meant to like be Spider-Man in this universe. He's just like doing it in a different way, which I thought was a great detail. My personal prediction, because I feel like most movies cop out like this, and not that it would be a bad thing, I can see like in the third movie, Miguel and Miles fighting and Miles winning and convincing Miguel that what he's doing is wrong, and then he might come to his senses and either help or sacrifice himself in stopping the spot because the spot needs to be stopped.
But what he's doing isn't wrong, though.
Are we talking about the spot or Miguel?
Oh, Miguel. That's what you meant. Oh, you were talking about the spot. Okay, sorry. I just kind of got lost in all the different names. Okay,
I'm
so the
sorry. I
spot.
understand. I know there were a lot of characters there, but yeah, you're saying what the spot is doing isn't wrong?
No, what Miguel is doing, what is it wrong? I thought you were talking about him. But the spot, oh,
Okay.
he's a maniac for sure.
Okay, yeah. But no, I just see that's how that's going. And I understand again that you're on more Miguel's side. But I feel like the movie will have to pick a side. And I think ultimately it'll choose Miles' side over Miguel's.
I think
I'm
he'll
not
choose
saying
Miles
that's the
because
right choice. I'm just saying I just see it happening
Oh, I totally understand you, man. I just
that
don't think the writers have the guts to go with Miguel's side on
No.
this one. Like,
I don't
Miles
know.
is
I mean
protagonist, it's
I hope.
PG-13.
Yeah. Although both movies do have like a lot of death in them when you think about it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
A lot of
Yeah,
death.
I mean, like, I feel like Into the Spider-Verse, you kind of have to like pull it out yourself. I mean, there's a lot of objective depth there, but there's a lot of it that you kind of have to pull out yourself. And for Across the Spider-Verse, there's just so much going on. It's like you
So
don't really
much.
got to pull shit out. I mean, I guess besides Miguel's philosophy,
Yeah, I would agree. I'd agree.
Yes.
I'd agree. I would agree.
I mean, there was another want that I had. Like for you said it's going to be called Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Yes, that'll be the name of the third movie, Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
So maybe
so
that's a
I
hint. What's
guess
Beyond the Spider-Verse? I don't know.
I haven't. Yeah. Okay, so I guess like a theory I have is, do you think that Peter Parker that died was part of the Spider-Man Citadel?
No, I doubt it.
Yeah.
No,
Okay.
because it's kind of implied, because again, so that I know you didn't see it. It would help if you did, but like the end credit scene after the first movie, Miguel. So the whole thing is Miguel making he like he creates the first watch, you know, the cool watch band thingies that they all the spider people have to like travel and not glitch out. And the end credit scene, that's when he creates his first one to first do it. So by then, like the society hadn't been he hadn't established the society yet. So that would mean that nobody could have been a part of it yet, because he hadn't started it yet. So no.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right, before we wrap this up, you got any wants or theories? We didn't
Wants and
obviously say
theories.
any yet.
I mean, I just hope they do. I just hope they do a good job, man. It's kind of crazy how, and I think you'll agree, it's kind of crazy how good both these movies are. Like it really is kind of crazy. Just like the amount of thought, storytelling, visual. You know, it's such a unique, just looking movie. Like it's crazy how good these movies are. I just hope they can just keep the same level of quality and creativity in the third movie. That's all I really want. Like, both movies have a lot of surprises and twists and turns. I hope they can subvert my expectations yet again in the next one. It's going to be a tough order. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they've done a great job so far. So I don't have anything specifically to want. I mean, I guess my only want, maybe don't introduce too many new characters. I know that's a weird
Yeah.
request, but we have
They
so
kind of
many.
took care of that
Yeah,
here
we have so
across the
many, a lot
Spider-Verse.
of good characters, but we have so many characters now already. Like, I don't want an interesting story going on right now. So I don't want it to be substituted with another random ass story that we have to deal with when we really need to dive into this one. But yeah, that's really pretty much it. I don't have any, like, there's no
Yeah.
particular. I mean, yeah, it'd be cool to see more, like you said, more of Nick Cage. And my favorite Indian Spider-Man. But other than that, yeah, I just hope it's good. I just hope
Definitely
it's good.
more of him. All right, so my last question for you
Yeah.
is, Into the Spider-Verse still better than Across the Spider-Verse after talking through
After talking through it, and again, I
it?
watched bits and pieces of Into, like, I want to say it was yesterday. And I'm literally watching Across the Spider-Verse right now. Miles just got away. Okay, so for me, and I feel like a lot of people, like on the internet that you might see, will say that Across the Spider-Verse is better than Into the Spider-Verse. But for me, visually, I think Across the Spider-Verse is the better movie. But for me, I think Into the Spider-Verse is a better movie overall. I just think I like the story a bit better, and I think the story is a bit tighter. And I'm a sucker for a good origin story, you know, with Miles. So I mean, again,
Sucker for a
not
good
to,
origin story.
yeah, a very good origin story. And again, not to knock Across the Spider-Verse. I will say Across the Spider-Verse is still very, very good. I think it's a worthy sequel, which is saying a lot. But for me, I think Into the Spider-Verse is just not a huge step, but just like a slight step above Across the Spider-Verse. And now that you've seen both the movies, which one do you favor more?
I would say Into the Spider-Verse, the first one.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah, see, don't get me wrong. I usually like the sequel to a movie because Though I love a good origin story, I usually think the movies turn out better once that stuff's already unpacked
Unpack it.
and
So I
we
remember
kind of
you
get to
talking
the
to me about
nitty
that.
gritty of the plot. Like we already talked about that. So, I mean, and it holds true. I mean, just like getting to the nitty gritty of the plot, not like padding the runtime with like the stuff that's let the audience know. And, there's just less narration in the sequels. So that's why I tend to like them better. But in this case, Into the Spider-Verse, I think it was an actual compressed movie. You know, it was solid. I'm not a huge fan of the to be continued that Across the Spider-Verse pulled. Like, otherwise, I consider it a TV series with hour-long episodes or something like that. I mean, it would make a great TV series. But as a movie, I like my movies to kind of have a clear-cut ending
A
or like a
definitive ending.
satisfying ending, not feel like they're kind of chopped up into different episodes, or else I don't see it as much as much of a film. And I felt in terms of movies, the first one was more well-rounded, and I do like the leap of faith scene. And I'll say it again,
Ye
it
oh.
was probably the best scene for out of the two movies that we've seen. It is the best scene.
Dude, it is. No, dude, thank you for reminding me. I totally forgot. I remember one of the first things I said walking out of that theater. I was like, I really like this movie, but yeah, I felt like nothing lived up to either the hey moment or to the leap of faith moment in the first movie. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff going on, and I like the confrontation with Miles on the bullet train to the moon, apparently. But like, it still didn't, yeah, it didn't match up to the iconicness of that, that what's up danger, or to that hey. So yeah, no man, I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, and that's a wrap.